Good afternoon. A cold front will continue to make its way toward us during the course of the day, producing numerous showers and a few embedded thunderstorms with bursts of heavier rain. The rain will become more widely scattered as we head toward the latter portion of the afternoon and into the evening hours. Meantime, temperatures will hold steady or perhaps climb a few degrees and generally remain in the upper 60s and lower 70s for daytime highs. As the front slides off to the east after dark tonight, showers will tend to wind down, and we'll have gradually clearing skies during the overnight period with lows back into the 40s. High pressure will build in late tonight and dominate the weather for the day on Friday, keeping it sunny and pleasant with highs in the lower to mid 70s once again. Gradually, though, late on Friday, some high clouds will tend to increase. Then the clouds will lower and thicken on Friday night. On Saturday, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of late-day showers as the next front approaches from the west. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s to start the weekend. It looks like it'll be mostly sunny with a new area of high pressure building in on Sunday, highs back to around 70, and more sunshine to start next week on Monday in the lower 70s. Another front will be draped across the region on Tuesday, and it looks like it'll linger into the day on Wednesday. High temperatures will stay into the 70s, although a bit unsettled, with scattered showers and thunderstorms both days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low interacting with lingering moisture will continue to produce periods of heavy rain with isolated severe wind and hail across the southwest. Flash flooding remains a concern across portions of interior Southern California, Arizona, and far southern Nevada today. Meanwhile, summer-like temperatures will continue with well above normal readings expected from the southern plains to the southeast and along the east coast. Record-breaking heat is expected across parts of the southeast as temperatures climb well into the 90s across some portions of the region both today and tomorrow. And a system is forecast to move east along the U.S.-Canadian border from Montana to North Dakota, producing strong, gusty winds. The low will continue to move toward the upper Great Lakes tomorrow. A strong front will become the focus for strong to severe storms with heavy rain as it moves across the upper and mid-Mississippi Valley and into the Great Lakes. Lastly, an upper low dropping into the Pacific Northwest late Friday will foster the beginning of what is expected to become a significant early season winter storm across portions of the Northern Rockies. For those traveling, across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston increasing clouds with late-day showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and windy with scattered showers and highs around 70. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 47. The record high, 90, set in 2017, and the record low, 29, in 1947. Sunrise this morning, 6:47 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:46 p.m. 11 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with showers likely and highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with showers moving in, possibly a thunderstorm, and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Cloudy this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, lows around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with showers likely and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Cloudy this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with showers moving in, possibly a thunderstorm, and highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds today with showers moving in, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the lower 70s, a chance of late-day showers on Saturday in the upper 70s, mostly sunny Sunday and Monday in the lower 70s, and scattered showers and thunderstorms Tuesday and Wednesday in the middle and upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.